When they got hit with yet another refund request with an obviously fake photo, a restaurant pleaded with the internet for help combating a new breed of scammers. Some of these cheaters are so bold that they're even bragging about their tricks on social media. But are their cons even real? And if they are, what does it mean for the rest of us? This is the story of people using AI to commit food fraud for refunds. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here. I'm a Midwesterner who now lives in New York City, putting my writing degree to use by researching true crime cases that interest me, and hopefully you. And hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. After reading about so many crimes over the years, I have a fairly low opinion of humanity as it is. People are out there selling access to their kids in torture bunkers, faking their deaths in kayaking accidents to be with their mistresses, confessing to crimes over Facebook, and then just going about their rich kid lives in Europe. And yet, sometimes even I still manage to be surprised by the new lows people will stoop to. Today's new low is people apparently using artificial intelligence chatbots to alter their food photos so they can get refunds from delivery apps. As in, you order dinner from a delivery platform like DoorDash or Uber Eats, you take a photo of your food, you ask ChatGPT to process it in a way that makes the food look gross and inedible, and then you request a refund. In the example that's been going viral, a guy posted a photo of a perfectly fine-looking burger. Some might say it's overcooked, but I have a friend who used to work at Applebee's and is therefore an expert on burgers, I think we can all agree, and he says that we should really be ordering ground beef medium well for food safety. So this guy got a burger that was basically cooked through, but he edited it to make it look like the meat was practically raw. And then he bragged on Twitter, editing my pictures so I can get my money back on DoorDash. In another post, a guy said he quote-unquote photoshopped my food so DoorDash can give me my money back. Food stamps ain't coming next month. He shows a picture of the totally normal chicken wing he actually received, and then the very, extremely, way too pink to actually be believed edited chicken wing photo he sent to DoorDash. In a screenshot of the conversation with DoorDash, support apologizes for the inconvenience and offers him a refund of $26. In November, the Indian cafe Nini's Kitchen went to social media to ask how to combat the problem of AI-generated scams on their delivery orders. Someone had submitted a refund claim on a delivery app saying that they found an insect in their Biscoff cake from Nini's. But as the Nini's team looked more closely at the photo, they noticed that the fly that was supposedly found in the very sticky cake had absolutely no cake residue on it. You'd think that if it was baked into the cake or was sitting in the container when the cake was plopped in, the fly would be crushed or, at the very least, covered in Biscoff bits. This same owner also showed a refund request from someone who said all of their food had spilled out and was running over the sides of the containers. And this one really amuses me because I only wish any restaurant in New York City would give me enough food that it's overwhelming the takeout container. And also, food just doesn't magically spread itself out all over your table when you take it out of the bag. Even if the photo wasn't AI-generated like the owner says it was, the food would have spilled in the delivery bag, not on the table. And everyone knows that the food that ends up in the bag is actually the best part of takeout. I mean, Five Guys literally puts more fries in the bottom of the bag than in the actual cup you order. But the thing is that the food delivery platforms are also probably using AI to decide who gets a refund and who doesn't, and they've never tasted the sweet victory of extra bag fries. In my experience, these platforms just default to issuing a refund if you complain because the customer is always right. It's just kind of amazing to me that these people are bragging about their fraud, because let's be clear, they're absolutely committing a crime here. I actually thought these posts would have a lot of comments about sticking it to the man, congratulating scammers on finding ways to screw over big companies. They sometimes call this kind of crime victimless because an individual person isn't harmed. But it was actually a lot of people saying that it's not DoorDash that pays out your refunds, it's the small businesses you're ordering from. With food costs being so high, these fraudsters are hurting restaurants that may already be struggling. And of course, it makes the services worse for the rest of us. One commenter on the Indian Cafe's post said there are some platforms that don't have an upload from gallery option, meaning that when you're sending a picture to their customer service reps, it can't be a photo that already exists on your phone. It has to be a live photo taken directly by that app. Of course, the cafe responded that scammers will always find a loophole. They'll edit the photo on a different phone and then hold their phone up to that phone to take a live picture of that. I, of course, would have never thought to do something so clever because I'm one of those losers who, you know, got a job so I could pay for food. Maybe there's a future world where we have to leave the house and actually go to the restaurant in person with our messed up orders if we want to request a refund, which is terrible not only from a having to put on pants perspective, but also because it means we have to do the work when the restaurant really did make the mistake. Scammers doing things like this just makes everything a little bit worse for the rest of us. And of course, whenever a conversation like this is happening online, you always have the people who have to jump in to tell you how morally superior they are because they use their phone to call the restaurant, and then they go in person to pick up their food. And truly, love that for you. It's great for the restaurant when you cut out the middleman. But these apps exist for convenience, and sometimes you just want the convenience of not talking to a human and not changing out of your pajamas. But of course, maybe this is all just rage bait. The guy posting about his food stamps not coming next month might have been trying to get people angry about how he shouldn't be ordering expensive food delivery if he's on benefits paid for by their tax dollars. Some commenters say that the undercooked burger was a repost from someone else so that guy could get engagement. And maybe this is just me, but I'm certainly enraged by anyone who posts their photos in the wrong order when making a before and after post. So if part of the bait was that he put the after picture first, it totally worked on me. Now, of course, the fraud isn't limited to just customers because everyone sucks here. The day after Christmas, an author in Texas posted on Twitter that he had been scammed by his DoorDash driver. He showed the photo the Dasher had supposedly taken of his front door to prove that the order had been delivered. In it, a perfect paper bag was placed perfectly on a perfect doormat, perfectly centered in front of a perfectly lit door. It all looked so fake. And then the author posted a picture of his actual door at that moment, which was kind of dimly lit with the doormat off to one side. The thing is, the fake picture actually showed the same make and model of door. The author thought maybe the scammy driver stole the image of his front door from Google Street View, but other Dashers chimed in and said that DoorDash actually shows drivers photos from previous successful deliveries, which is genius in a way. It helps future drivers know what door they're looking for. But it seems like this time, someone took a previous photo of the door and added their own AI-generated delivery bag to it. Apparently, DoorDash usually wants a proof of delivery photo to be taken with their own app, but because drivers are sometimes in places with bad reception, they do allow drivers to upload photos later. The author thinks the Dasher probably didn't even care about stealing the food. He probably wasn't even in the Texas area and just pretended to make the delivery and requested his payout from DoorDash immediately. Of course, it's not like food fraud is some new thing that only came along with AI. I found an old article about a restaurant in England that refunded a woman's dinner after she made a big stink about finding a hair in the roast. The owner was concerned about how to make his staff more sanitary and later went back to watch his security camera footage to see where hygiene might be lacking. And that's when he saw the customer pluck out her own hair and put it on the plate. But it seems like AI really makes the deception that much easier. An AI lawyer told The Times in London that AI detection tools exist but are currently expensive and produce a lot of false positives and false negatives. And you wouldn't want to alienate your innocent customers because of a few bad actors. But according to this law firm, the bad actors are definitely getting bolder. And how do you stop it? There may need to be a shared database of people requesting refunds so you can see whose burger just always happens to be undercooked. Maybe DoorDash drivers will have to include themselves in their delivery photos, holding a current newspaper to show the date like some hostage victim. Maybe you'll have to take a photo of yourself being handed your food delivery order, which again is very sad for those of us who really prefer not to put on pants. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.